This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence. At a news conference, Assistant Attorney General John Demmer says the alleged Russian military hackers released a computer worm that shut down systems and endangered innocent people all the way from Ukraine to here in the United States in the state of Pennsylvania.
Conspirators designed the malware to spread with devastating and indiscriminate alacrity, bringing down entire networks in seconds and searching for remote computer connections through which to attack additional innocent victims, all without hope of recovery or repair.
Britain and the U.S. said yesterday that the hackers were involved in other attacks, such as the hack of the 2018 Winter Olympics opening ceremony in South Korea. Meanwhile, Japan's chief government spokesman reacted Tuesday, saying that the malicious cyber attacks cannot be overlooked and the country will proceed with anti-cyber attack measures to make sure the Tokyo Olympics succeed. The games were originally set for this year, but postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Russia said today it was ready to offer the United States a mutual one-year freeze on the number of nuclear warheads held by both countries in order to extend a landmark arms reduction deal due to expire next year. Russian President Vladimir Putin last week proposed extending by 1 year the New START treaty, which is due to expire in February of 2021. The White House described the proposal as a non-starter unless accompanied by a freeze on the number of nuclear warheads. Wasting no time, the U.S. Senate is on track to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court by next Monday. Republicans are charging toward a rare weekend session in order to push past procedural steps and install Donald Trump's pick before Election Day. This is VOA News.